What was that? That was Silly Kissers. Silly Kissers from a brand new album, Precious Necklace, from Abutus Records. The song I played was called Mine Are You Mine. Before that, I played a band from Toronto, Pony Up, Make Judges With Your Eyes. Dance For Me is the name of the song. Play some GG from Vancouver, some Oregon Trail from Vancouver. Start off the set with a band that, Evan, you probably remember, the Saltines.
Oh, yeah.
They have a brand new album.
Really?
Yeah, after 7 years, they have a new album. And they've started back in, early 90s?
Yeah, if not early. I've seen them, 15 times. Probably,
yeah. So they sort of disappeared, and people sort of wonder if they're still around, and apparently they still are around. Anyways, enough talks about things, people that are not here. It's now time to kick into the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Weathered Pines.
Last night you were drunk upon my porch, wishing that the sun would rise again. And I told you, well, of course it will, my dear, but for now enjoy the rain. And I can see the sky between the buildings, though I can't deny the parking lot. So this had better be your last apology for making my green eyes blue. You don't believe me when I say that I need you here. You call me on my bluff during the solitaire I play. And I can see beyond what's right in front of me, though I can't see past the parking lot.
But we're getting by. You work Thanks for having us.
Do you want to introduce yourself or the people out there in Radioland?
Yeah, we have Conrad Dykeman on the drums, Steve Matheson, who's a Radio Hill veteran, on the bass guitar, and Bryce Jansen on Jansen's on guitar. The S is usually silent, but and I'm Marissa Johnson, and I sing play guitar.
Great. How? Tell me about the band. How did it get started? What happened?
Weathered Pines formed, I think, in 2005, and no, 2006.
It's about four years ago. Yeah, yeah.
And I happened to know Steve well because he was my boyfriend at the time. So he became my bass player. And then I married to lock that down. And then Conrad joined the band, and Bryce as well had just moved from Victoria, where he played in a band called The Fine Options.
That's a bio.
Yeah.
That's right. Bio. You just moved from
That's a good bio. So a couple things from that. How is it like to play with, as a couple, with your partner in a band? Because sometimes you hear stories that doesn't, you know, I don't know. Like, I know many bands which it did not work.
Yeah.
And I know bands that it did.
It is really hard.
Yeah. And the other thing also is, this is, well, usually every time, the last couple of times I see you came on the show and play, the band said, you know, not, this is the mellowest of the bands
true.
That you play. So anyways, I don't know if that mean anything. No, no comment. It's all good. It's been great. It's been great. I don't know.
Like,
what is the key? Any key points that anybody want to take away from this? What is the
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. No. I don't want to get too corny, but you know, I married my best friend, and people play in bands with their best friends, and it works fine. And I don't know about the other two who aren't in the couple, but. I'm pretty sure.
I like it.
We adopted them.
Yeah.
So we're legally their parents now.
Yeah, we're just one big happy family.
In the back on road trips.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Good answer. Good answer. It's a hard question. I don't know why I have to go there, anyways. What other things? So, like, you guys all play, like, well, Steve's in many bands, and have you always played music?
My dad, actually, I come from a long line of musicians, and I grew up playing guitar and stuff in a house full of them.
Were your parents really encouraging as to, as soon as you, you know, turned three, and they just like, here, you have to play?
They didn't push it on me, but they were definitely very encouraging and paid for a lot of lessons, and I don't know. My dad let me use all his guitars all the time, and it was very nurturing.
And you always liked it? Was there any point?
Yeah.
Was there any point where you just thought, nah, maybe?
No.
No, you always liked it.
No. I always liked it, and we actually all have other projects too that we're keeping busy with, and
such as
Bryce plays in Lord Beginner. And
a pale blue.
Come on, guys.
Hell yeah. I play in the Lord Beginner and a pale blue, and I have some stuff I do on my own sometimes called The Shack.
Yeah. Steve plays in several bands.
And Conrad too.
And Conrad also.
Yeah.
And I play in a new band called Dizzy Eyes. I play bass in that, which is fun. And I play with my sister, Megan Johnson, who's in Vancouver, and Becca from Vancouver in a band called Bad News Babysitters. And I sing part-time with No Kids, who are like a more pop band.
How do you guys keep track of all this stuff going on?
It forces you to make a schedule, and so... That's how we keep track, I guess.
Awesome. Do you guys want to play a few more songs, and then we'll come back and maybe talk about the new album?
Yeah.
Weathered Pines on CITR.
Lord has found
just found no place for me. Still I'll wait patiently for a day that I can be safe at home.
Sad song.
Mm-hmm.
Jansons on CITR Pines with a P. I say that because I live on Pine Street, and when I take a cab home, there have been times where they took me to Vine. A few times now. And I wouldn't notice because usually when I take a cab home, I'll be so drunk. That's like, oh, what's going on? And then, usually when I take a cab home, it's like 10th and Pine with a P, please. Anyways. That's my story.
I thought you were going to say with a Z on the end. With the Pines.
Pines, oh.
Like Z-A-H exclamation point.
Yeah.
That would probably be a different kind of band, I would think. You guys have an album that just came out, sort of?
Yeah, just early this year. Came out on Dailig Records. Spelt D-E-J-L-I-G.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
It's Danish for lovely.
Okay, can you tell me a bit about that? Whatever.
Yeah. it's a friend of ours, Bree Gray Noble. She's actually, her day job is a librarian, her night job is a DJ, and her DJ name is Tits McGee.
Yeah. It's like one of those things that you see on TV where, you know, it's like those contrast things, like, a day it's a librarian, and night it just changes. Wow, that's awesome, actually.
Yeah, and she runs the Dailig label, and then her husband-to-be runs Nominal Records, which has a lot more of the punk rock bands on it.
So the name of the album is?
It's called The Sky Between the Buildings.
Any reasons for the name?
What's
the theory behind it?
Well, I wrote most of the songs while living in Vancouver, and
that's obviously.
I was always, you know, longingly gazing, just what's beyond those buildings.
Right.
No, but I'm definitely like I'm from the island and I miss my home a lot sometimes, and
and
I know it's there, so it's nice to have there.
Right, very nice. Can you tell me a bit about the album? When was it? How was it recorded? How long did it take? Where was it done?
We recorded it at the Hive with Jesse Gander, and it was recorded in 2006, which is quite some time
ago. Yeah. So all of it was recorded back then, or
Most of it.
Yeah.
Some of it we recorded a little bit later with Bryce. Actually, we recorded some of it in his apartment.
Right.
And
so that's a while ago. Are you still happy with what you sound like then? Are you still the same?
I mean, I think you're always learning new things as a musician, but recording an album really like captures you at that time, and you know, it is, I'm really happy with it still, and I think,
like, do you think you sound different, a bit different now than what was on the album, or
I don't think so.
Okay.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bryce is better. We're all just the same.
So have you written new songs since the album though?
Yeah, we still are writing new songs, and the reason it took so long was just none of us are very good at promoting ourselves, and we're all, you know, filling our schedules with these other projects, and then you know.
Somewhere. So are you the songs you played, are they off on this album, or some new ones?
All the ones we've played so far are on that album.
Right. So do you feel like you're playing older songs now just to promote the album a bit, as opposed to playing the new ones, or not really?
Not so much. We still really love playing them, and I mean, we would love to really write a lot more and maybe record something else, but for the time being, we're really happy with those songs, and we're still happy to be playing them and promoting the record.
Somebody's checking their email on that iPhone. Can you talk a bit about the artwork, for example, or other things about the album?
The artwork is an idea I had, I was inspired by Alphonse Mucha, and then it's kind of an homage, and then my dad created the portrait. And
is it anybody in particular?
It's me.
Oh.
One person came up to me and was like, "Is that your sister?" I was like, "No, it's me." But I thought it was funny that they thought it was somebody related to me, but not me. Nice. I think it's pretty accurate. But
did you pose for it? Like, were you dressed up? You know, with the
no, I posed for it by taking a photo of myself with the camera. And just in on a plain background. Yeah. My dad did all the creative bits.
Wow, your dad is like super multi talented.
Yeah, he's a graphic artist, and his side job has been music. Well, in the 80s he was actually in a Vancouver band called Messenger. They were like a top 40 cover band in the 80s. They're pretty good. Managed by Bruce Allen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bruce Allen. What?
Or Sam Feldman and Associates.
Sam Feldman and Associates. Also, like, cover bands, and what song would they be covering?
I actually found an old, like, set list of theirs, and I had, like, Toto on it, and, like, Elvis Costello. Yeah. I don't know. Basically ran the gamut of...
Are you guys playing at places where he used to play in town?
I would imagine so.
Like the Railway Club, I guess that's probably still around.
And he, maybe. I haven't asked him about specific venues, but they toured a lot too, so.
Okay, yeah. And going back to the album, like the songs, how was it written? How did you guys...
I kind of brought the songs to the band, and then we usually work on them together, and... Steve helps me a lot with arranging things, and Bryce writes all his own solos and stuff.
Thanks.
And Conrad just, you know, I don't know what he does.
Neither do I.
Just kidding.
Yeah, awesome.
Jokes.
Weather Pines on CITR. We have about 15 minutes, so
all right.
Plenty of time for songs. We'll
let's play some songs. This one's called Head in the Clouds.
I lost my brain and you stole my heart right from the very start. Sometimes I just have to pinch myself, knowing we'll never part. My mind's made up, my heart's set on you. Myself, knowing we'll never part. I can't believe the way you treat me. I got my head in the clouds. Myself, knowing we'll never part. I know
old soul. Of the Booze Hound. Devil's hand.
better to lie. Cause in case she hadn't noticed the damage is done, I've already spilled the beer. The bottle has tumbled, and my heart is crumbled. I'll remember you this time next year. I've already spilled.
great. Weathered Pines on CITR.
What's Thanks, Ben.
Do you guys have a website that people...
Yeah, myspace.com/weatheredpines.
Awesome. And they can get the album anywhere...
Yeah, in your local record store or from recordsnominal.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming. I hope you have a great time. I'd like to thank Evans and Irene for everything, the sound
yeah.
and everything.
Thank you.
Coming up, good job. All
right. Next week, live in studio, we have Chad Blue. And coming up next, Linus, Hypnotic Groove.
Listening to Hypnotic Groove. The time is just before 11 o'clock on this Thursday evening in Vancouver. It's almost summer. In the background we have Courtney Tidwell and Palace. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Hypnotic Groove. We'll be right back.